Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Kiss Daniel. Somebody, 7:33, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Now, you know, every once in a while, we do this thing where we get a little political. And us having our elections around the corner, we need an independent mind just to contextualize a couple of things for us. And we will do that somewhere right now with Demolekeni Nayoma. Omis! No, this guy, you're such a true Namibian, I promise you. How are you doing this morning, Buta?
I'm well. How are you doing this morning?
No, we're good. We are extremely happy to have you here, Bud. And you know, we love politics. And I got her into it also now. She was never really into it, right? But now she's in there.
How deep is she in?
Hmm? How deep is she
in? No. First of all, the card is registered.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a cool boxes on the 27th.
Right? 27th,
of course.
Yeah,
our camping chairs, umbrellas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll bring the dominoes.
You bring the dominoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick secret of mine. I don't know how to play dominoes.
Me neither.
Don't worry. It's a learning experience.
It's going to be a long day.
But it's really good to have you here, Buta.
No, thanks. Thanks.
Let's get into it, Put. What do you make of the political campaigning so far? Because the last time we spoke, you said, no, we first need, there's a certain time period where they can fully, aggressively campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think that time period is now.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's an interesting one because now we are witnessing them coming out for each other. But of course, what I can say for sure is that we've not seen any bad language said against this political party or that political party.
Mm-hmm.
That for me shows a bit of political maturity, where we've come from. Usually you've seen over the years that particularly from the ruling party, people who have defected from the ruling party, they would then shame names, use songs and stuff like that to ultimately, you know, like remove support from you. But we have grown surpass that. And you don't see any bad language said against this political party or that political party. In fact, to
the level of 2019 and the other election campaigns.
Absolutely. Okay. We've gone and we've grown beyond that. What you see is political jokes, for example, where PDM, for example, had a rally in Utapi and there was wind. And they made a joke about that the SG of the ruling party had controlled that over the wind.
And she swung
back at them this past weekend in Oshkoto. And you begin to see that there is really synergy in this campaign, and they are not taking it to heart, and everybody's ultimately behaving in the manner that they should.
What I'm happy about is that there's no fight over trees.
Yes, even polls. Even polls.
Oh my goodness!
Yes.
Which parties, from your analysis, since the aggressive campaigning started, are covering the length of breadth of Namibia convincingly?
Well, you see that there's two different campaign strategies that I'd play now. One, you as expected from the ruling party, they usually do the rallies and they do canvassing of votes, trying to convince those that are not convinced that, look, the ruling party is unshaken, the ruling party is still intact, the center is still holding. And you would see that for the past weeks, they've been holding those star rallies. And on top of that, they come with mini rallies just to add as a backing and support towards those star rallies that are going to happen.
In their strongholds.
In their strongholds.
Okay.
And you'll see that they are going around the country. One, you'd see that LPM has also done so, PDM doing the same. But what you see being done differently, particularly by IPC, is that they've not yet held a star rally. They're still doing this door-to-door type of campaign, 3-to-3 type of campaign.
Their president has been traveling alone, so I'm not necessarily with
2 years ago, the men started to go village to village. It's a campaign strategy. And see that It's picking up momentum to a point where PDM, what they do now, and I've begin to see, and as I follow their social media, is that between Monday to Friday, there's this door-to-door, village-to-village type of campaign. And on Saturdays, they would hold then these star rallies also to show some sort of muscle and say, look, we are also here, we're also in the picture, and this is what we're dealing with. And you see that LPM has gone to do the same, to do community town hall meetings type of setup. And I see that most people are trying to avoid this type of big star rallies because, well, you wouldn't want to book a stadium and you don't get people there. So you'd rather want to have a convincing number where you can engage and speak to and translate your manifesto to them. Because this time is about convincing that ordinary Namibian about what you are saying in your manifesto, how and how you're going to deliver what you want to deliver ultimately.
So what I'm picking up from you is it's a fight here between that massive crowd star rally versus that interpersonal conversation. I'm in your house, I'm sitting in your sitting room, I'm having coffee and I'm having a conversation with you about the country to try and convince you that we are the right party to vote. Now the question is, which one works?
Well, we are going to see that on the 27th of November when people come out to vote. Because remember what you see differently now. For example, about campaign material, you see that the IPC came out strong on billboards.
True.
And yes. They were the first to bring these billboards immediately after the pronouncement of Dr. Joba Mpanda of AR, who has put up, I think, on the 20th, just before the eve of the 21st of March, that he's going to run and he's going to contest, a good strategy to rally those signatures because they're not registered as yet. And after that, the IPC came on board and SWAPO came to respond as the ruling party and said, look, we're now booking these spaces around the country. And wherever you go in every town, you'd see that the billboards of the ruling party are out there. And after that, you'd see that they, in Windhoek, for example, they're the first ones now to get on the polls. And I was asking myself, okay, so when is everybody joining the party? And IPC comes and says, look, vote for Dr. Itula. And then they've got this nice message in there. Go out and vote. It's the only unique poster you are going to find in as far as that is concerned. I've seen now the LPM has also come put up some billboards and also put up some posters. And the fight for the street polls is actually being done well now. And there is no what we used to have in the past where people are out there
to try and remove,
other ones. Yeah. But the political maturity has said, look, and has grown to a point where everybody is putting up theirs at their own peril. And their own convenience. What strategy is going to work? I think we have evolved. And with a society that has over 900,000 people who are young people who are going to vote, you've seen that.
I keep forgetting about that number, my goodness.
You see that TikTok has become the center of political discourses. You see that Twitter has become, or Space X has become the space of political contestation. Facebook, not so much, but the use of social media on top of what is happening on the ground is where the people are really rallying their messages. And you see that so far, the IPC presidential candidate, Dr. Itula, has been on X Spaces, I think, for about three times now, trying to convince that young majority that, look, here we are, we're hearing your issues. Let's dissect our manifesto together. Let's explain it to you better. And you see that the SWAPO party goes a step further. And when you see when the SWAPO party rally is happening, you see about 10 to 20 camera people up there. The aim is really to say at every point and at every space, people must begin to see these numbers that are here.
Okay. Hold that thought, Dumulikeni. When we get back, there's a question that I'd like to address. It's a question that is always asked by the electorate, okay? Where were these political parties all along? Yeah, they only pop up when it's campaign, when it's political year.
Yeah, yeah.
Where have they been? Now you want me to come to you come vote for you for what?
Yeah.
So we'll address it.
Yes.
We'll address it. We'll address it. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's 7:43. We've got the traffic update coming up, and then we'll continue with this conversation.
What matters most is the kind
of pilot, but you're in control. Drive safely with Fresh FM.
It's 7:47 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We have an independent analyst in the studio, Tembulekeni Nayoma, just talking about the elections and the election year and the heightened political environment that we're in in 2024. Now, I left you with a question, Abudi Dimbu. And because people, you know, when you're on the ground, people always say these things. You know, where have they been all along? Because it's now political year. Now you're asking me to vote for you. You can, like, where have you been?
But there's no track record.
But there's no track record.
What you've even done, yeah.
CJ. It's been 5 years since our last election. In your opinion, which parties have been visible throughout?
I think what we have accustomed to, and I think what things are changing for the better now, is that political parties have also begin to understand that you just can't do a 5 year cycle thing. You show up during elections and you go to bed and you come back later. But of course, there are different issues that have been addressed by different political parties over the years. You would see that PDM, for example, when they got their 16 seats, one of the first things they've done was sponsor a mobile
clinic.
And to a tune of $1 million, and they've done some other things. Of course, you'd see that you wouldn't really say SWAPO has been visible, because SWAPO is the ruling party, and of course they've been in those municipalities, regional councils, as well as central government. You'd see that the IPC, for example, LPM, those that have had a share, a stake in local authority, in regional governance, would be visible in those particular constituencies. Now, what you'd see differently, for example, is a party such as Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters, and they have been on the ground since getting inceptions, or maybe 2 years after they've gotten into parliament, because they've gotten in to say, look, we just can't be parliamentary representatives, but we need to be out there and we need to be visible. Parties such as COD, for example, who have gone silent from the scene.
COD?
Yes, from the scene.
Oh my word, when was the last time I even heard that?
So they came out the other day and said, look, President Amthenu says, no, we are still here. APP, for example, you see that there have been challenges. RP, has always been predominantly that party that shows up to defend white interest and also speak about what they want to do. Now, the issue that you find is maybe people saying, where have they been? It's also, what level of interest have you taken to account your political parties?
Okay, because, there we go.
Because we need to be responsible and proactive voters. When I go and cast my vote on the 27th of November, 2024, I exactly know the leader I'm voting for. If that leader becomes president, then good for me. If he doesn't become president, and however the vote I carry to parliamentary votes, and I'm voting for a youth vote, and I want a young person to go and represent me. That's why you would find that on X, for example, these young people take young ministers, young parliamentarians to task and say, look, we voted for you. Where is your voice on this matter of youth unemployment, for example? So that is the space that we need to take up and say, beyond, just beyond what McHenry Venani and his party did yesterday to take it to the streets and what we've been doing for over the years. You find other spaces to engage. When you go to these roundtable discussions, for example, you must hold these politicians accountable and say, look, we voted for you 2 years ago. You promised us this. How come this has not been done yet? So for the ordinary Namibian to say, where have they been? The question must really be, what were you looking forward to? Because there are levels of governance where services must be delivered. My literal interpretation is that when a political party issues a manifesto and they win at the national level, and they win at the regional and local authority level, is the same manifesto that must be carried through. So we must be able to hold the mayor of the city of Windhoek, who's a SWAPO party representative, and say, in as far as your party has promised us on service delivery here, how far have we gone? LPM mayor, the same. AR mayor, the same. So that you are able to... Absolutely. You are able to carry out through these issues going forward.
You know, I think maybe break it down for us, like put us to task right now. As the ordinary Namibian, how do I best, I don't want to say best prepare myself for election. That sounds a little bit ridiculous. But what I'm saying is just like, what are some of the things that the ordinary Namibian should keep in mind and look out for to make sure that they make the right decision come November 27th? And I'm saying this because now we have all these manifestos and we had this conversation before, right? Yeah. The information overload, I don't even know where to start, right? Mm. But what can the ordinary Namibian do to make sure that, you know what, I actually make the right decision come November 27th?
Well, the first thing to do is that you must align your interest with the person who's speaking about your interest. Mm. And at this particular point in time, I can tell you every politician who's vying for a vote would say the right, would promise different things. But the question must be, how realistic and how possible is that? Because remember, nobody who's vying for any political position now has not had a taste in leadership.
True.
Ah, yes. Nobody. Yes. That's actually true.
Mm. All of them at one point or the other had an opportunity to have a taste of leadership. Mm. So the best vote would be, and in your view as a voter, would be that when this person had an opportunity to lead, what type of character did this leader had? What type of improvement or
did they bring about?
Did they bring about? Or what type of changes have they tried to bring about? If they couldn't because they were not in majority, but what type of a person was this person? That has always been my litmus test to choosing for a candidate. Mm. And what can happen better? For example, if you look at a presidential candidate, you must have a shadow cabinet. So if you look at the ruling party, for example, and you say the vice president, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, wins, what is her possible cabinet to lead the country going forward?
Is that not according to the list?
Absolutely, of course.
So you say
who's number two, who's number three, who's number four. So the top 20 have always been, historically, have always been the preferred cabinet. So if those guys are not in the top 20 that you're looking at, and you look at that crop and you're like, that's not my vote. You look at...
So you don't just look at the main guy.
Yes.
You need to look...
The ability to lead. So you look at Dr. Itula, for example, and you say, what is his top 20 looking like? Mm. So he says he wants to have 15 cabinet ministers. Mm. Same as Dr. Same as Magendra Venani and Swartboy. So you look at what are the surrounding... What is the quality that surrounds this person should they become president?
I think this is very important. Mm. Because I'm not going to lie to you. When we think about a vote, we just think, okay, the party and maybe the presidential candidate.
Yeah, absolutely.
We never really looked at or scrutinized the quality around the team.
Yes,
thank you for that. I appreciate it. That's why we have you here. Mm. Can you tell me, what is the problem with Renform? Maybe you people that know politics on a different level can tell us the uproar and the opposition against Renform. Make us understand, please.
I think this is twofold. One is looking at credibility. I mean, it's credibility everywhere for every business aspect. And also taking into consideration that this is not just an SRC president elections. It's elections that are really about bread and butter and the future of the country. Now, the biggest question is, and remember, this is the second exercise that has been done. There was a RFQ sent out by ECN, and then subsequently political parties went uproar, and then they cancelled, and then they said, okay, look, there is what is called emergency procurement under the Procurement Act of the Republic of Namibia. So you must create a crisis when there is no crisis. So once you create that crisis, it means then you, at your discretion, you can choose whoever you think is best to take over that exercise or run that procurement process. Now, what you find with this particular company is that it's marred with corruption allegations.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is, corruption allegations. Ultimately, in every election, there would always be a link between who owns what particular company and to what affiliation do they have. In the past, there's a company called Namprint. It's a Swapo-owned company.
Yeah, yeah.
It used to print election ballots. We never had a problem. SWAPO owned company.
Yeah, I mean company, yeah.
But
yeah.
That printed elections.
Election ballots.
Yeah.
So the biggest question is, what are the measures that are put in place? And I think that's
checks and balances. Yes,
and I think that's the most important part. If somebody comes to me and says, look, in terms of the checks and balances, then this is where we have a problem. Of course, we would have loved that we get John Minet, Solitaire, Namprint to come together, form some sort of consortium and say, let's print these ballots in-house.
In-house, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
make sure that the security features are put in there. Because we are capable. It's not that we are not capable of printing our own ballot papers. But unfortunately, because of the reputation that carries this company, and it's just the reputation. If the company had a good reputation, we would not have a problem. And because of what people are now saying around the donation that is made to SWAPO, and they would always be in any opposition. They would always be, we must always create, I think it's a thing that people say, let's always create a speculation of a doubt or put some sort of doubt in so somebody's mind. So that eventually when the results come,
it's like, I told you so.
You know. So, but I commend those that have left. And I also commend PDM for its principal position.
Yeah.
To
absolutely.
Say we can't be against it and we want to go and see how the process goes. But whether we like it or not, at this particular point in time and given the time frame that we have, this company looks like it's going to run our election machinery. So they are going to print, they are going to design, and they are going to make sure that things are done above board. The biggest issue that I now have is that what political parties must do as people of interest in this election is ensure that those ballot boxes that come, the ballot books, in fact, they must be able to be accounted for. So that, because remember, they will only print from ballot one to ballot, for example, 3 million or ballot 2 million. Now, in each book, it contains a specific amount of ballot papers. So then, when we say in this constituency we have given between ballot 1 and ballot 20, it's exactly what it is. And they must invest. And this is the problem with our political parties that they don't do. I'm now impressed. I was engaging colleagues from the IPC and they said they've put that in place. SWAPO has always been the only political party that had a party agent at polling 1 and until at polling 4 one. Until polling 4,000.
We need to let you go. The news is on standby. I'm going to ask you quick fire questions. One or two answers. Okay. Do people attend rallies for food or genuinely want to consume the manifesto?
Manifestos, yeah.
Both.
Both. If the country were to vote today, who would be the top three parties?
You'd have SWAPO as one. There is a strong feeling that IPC is going to overtake PDM. Because of their track record in the local authorities. And then PDM will be the third one.
Okay, sure. Dominic, anything? Nyoma, thank you so much. One last question.
Why did Michael Amuchelelo...
Wait. Michael Amuchelelo moving...
Yes.
Back.
Actually, flop story or genuine political genius?
I've watched his interview. I would say it's PR. But of course, that is what politics is about.
It's politics. He's giving me a diplomatic answer.
That is politics. Colleagues, that is politics 101. Because remember, it's not, you don't have permanent enemies, but you have permanent interests.
That's true. Bars, hold up, man. Yes. True. Yes. 801 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We do apologize for the delayed news. We will get into it right now.
Hello, Namibia. Want to win big with Alpha?
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.